Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live today. I'm getting ready to go to Germany for the boot show next week. Jerry Beatty is going to join me from Dive Training Magazine, as well as a few other folks from our friends at Explore Ventures. You're going to hear all about that. We're going to actually do our first broadcast of Scuba Radio from a dive show outside of the USA next week.
Gesundheit.
So next Saturday, you will have to tune in for a little, I don't know, it's a monumental event or potentially an international incident. It could go either way. You know, I don't know what the Vegas odds are right now, but it definitely could be an issue. But it's definitely worth listening and witnessing it yourself next Saturday. So make plans accordingly. Now, I believe, do we have Jerry Beatty on with us right now, guys, on the Scuba Squad? Have you been talking to Jerry or no?
Well, he's logged on, but we haven't heard him yet.
You haven't heard none a word out of Jerry Beatty yet, huh? Okay, well,
I see his name up there.
But Brittany's here now, if you want to say hello to her.
Oh, really? Okay, hold on. I think I will. We will make this work. I know what the problem is. I know why I can't hear Jerry. It's computras.
Oh, it's always a computer.
These computras, they act screwy sometimes, and you have to kind of like regroup a little bit.
Jiggle the handle.
Is that what it is?
Oh, no, that's a toilet.
Oh, I think that kind of works, potentially, when it comes to computers. You talk dirty to them, and you a lot of times you will want to, I don't know, jiggle the hand or beat on them. No, you don't want to do that. That doesn't help.
All right, and now I see Brittany. All right, you fixed it, whatever it is.
Of course I did. That's just how I roll.
You are a technical genius.
Yeah.
You can solve the world's problems without even trying.
Yeah, Jerry Beatty might even hear me now. Jerry, can you hear me or no? Jerry!
Negative.
What about Brittany?
You know, it's interesting. I think I heard him make a noise, but I don't think he hears us.
Yeah, well.
Jerry
Beatty. Well, okay.
Do you have an inside number to him?
No, I don't. Are you kidding me? He wouldn't want to talk to me. But I do see Brittany. Let's talk to Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, instead. Brittany, how
She's
are you?
Always lovely.
Yeah.
Good. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We're getting ready to leave the country. And the rumors online, by the way, on Facebook, they've been saying, Greg, have you been deported? No, that is rumor and innuendo.
What good idea.
But no, I'm going to Germany for the boot show.
You got your passport?
I got my passport. I do. I got my passport, you know, and I'm flying Lufthansa. So I'm going premium economy. So I'm really looking forward to it because
you might get a half a bag of peanuts.
You think that could be the case? That is very possible.
You'll get a cookie too.
No,
I can't hear what you have to say about it when you get back. I think you'll have a blast. Yeah, I think you'll learn a lot.
Vinny Two Tanks has chimed. Yes, he knows. I mean, have you been to Germany before, Vinny, or no?
No, not for that show, but I hear it's really interesting. It's, you know, because you're in a foreign country. You know, it's going to be different from what the American shows are like. I think you'll find it fascinating.
That's right. Well, I mean, it'll be very interesting. It's the largest water sports event in the world.
Bring back a Stein.
I could do that.
That'd be cool.
I could very well do that. For each of us. Jerry Beatty, can you hear me now? I saw he just chimed back in. No, he's having a problem with his microphone. Just stand by, Jerry. We'll get you. He's having some computer issues. But Jerry's going to Germany with me, too. So it's a new experience for him as well. Brittany, what about you? Have you been to Germany?
I have not. But, Greg, have you YouTubed how to drink from a boot?
Yes. And I know exactly what not
don't
to
you,
do.
What, do you hold your nose and just throw it back?
Yeah, I think you have to tilt it.
You have to. I know this whole technique.
There's this whole technique
that I will definitely not incorporate when I go to Germany. I'm not drinking beer out of a boot. I don't care what you losers say.
It's not really a boot. It's like a big pitcher shaped like a boot, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's an actual boot. Somebody's funky, fungus-infected boot.
Ew.
It's a glass boot.
You don't know.
You've never been, Greg.
I'm not a baby. I'm a diver.
What a baby.
Yeah, I'm not going to Rome.
You know we would do it.
I was in Rome last time.
It's a figure of speech.
What?
It's a figure of speech.
I'm not going to drink a boot full of beer. I mean, a boot full of beer in Italy, in Rome, or Germany. Just not going to do it.
Would you do it in
Greg,
a box?
I do have some serious information for you.
Okay, go ahead, Casey. Bring some logic.
Not irritate
to
the TSA agents with the Uzis.
Okay. I was hoping it would be something a little bit more useful, but whatever. It is what it is. What do I expect from the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, huh?
Okay, go ahead. Irritate them. I don't care.
You know what?
You know how to run to the consulate and ask for protection. That's all you got to do.
No. I actually, CJ was nice enough to give me some tips this week as I was preparing. It's like, I don't know much German. He goes, all you need to know is Buben, right?
No, I didn't say that.
Which is, I think it's boobs.
No, I said, sie hat grosse Buben.
So gross boobs. Is that one?
No. It means she has large boobs.
Oh.
You know no German at all.
So I should say these.
That's all I remember from high school German class.
So if I say that to someone that looks like for instance, Barry.
Yeah, not good.
That'd just be a way to fit
in. I mean, it's up to you. You can.
I'm just trying to, you know, like you said, in Rome kind of thing.
Hey, man, whatever floats your boot.
Right.
Boobins.
Never float your boot.
Okay. Anyway,
they're going to boot him right out of there.
Do you have anything that you can add diving-wise? Have you been doing any diving, Brittany, or no? What do you think?
Yeah? I have not, actually. I haven't even had my first of the year dive yet.
Really? Okay, thanks. But you're down in Fort Myers now, right? You've been moving
Naples,
in.
Naples, Greg. Naples.
Naples. Naples, right.
Actually, now I'm in Marco Island, though. I'm at the Gomez Hilton West.
Really?
Marco. Okay.
Yeah, you know, actually, I have a reservation.
Hey, my friend, how are you?
I have a reservation at the Gomez Hilton, actually, for tomorrow night.
Oh.
Because I'm flying out of Miami to Germany.
Did they take your credit card for incidentals?
No, but they did send me a notice that said that they were having some construction going on out in front of the facility. So I believe I'm going to be getting maybe some compensation, you know, if there's any excess noise.
Other than the typical Gomez again?
Yeah. Yeah, other than the typical, like screams in the night. And
here's my tip for you.
That kind of thing.
They're working on the water mains now.
Oh, is that what it is?
Double up on the punch.
Double up on rum punch.
Double up on the punch. You won't even hear it.
That's true.
You'll sleep like a baby.
I have a feeling you are correct.
And by sleeping like a baby, I mean you'll be crying all night and pooping yourself.
Oh, well, that sounds like a typical Saturday night at the Gomez Hilton. How about at the Gomez Hilton West Coast there, Marco Island? Is that where you're working there, Brittany? Is that anything going on? Is the construction done?
We got a house here, so.
Right.
It's finally starting to come together, but it's been a while.
Yeah. It's all done, though. You got it all fixed up and you're ready to dive?
Yep.
All right. Are you diving around there? I mean, you usually go diving out of the Fort Myers area, right? Or Naples?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you go over to Fort... You don't ever dive out of Naples out there on the west coast of Florida, or no?
I have before. It's just that it's pretty murky.
Yeah.
One time, actually, I was diving there, and I got caught in the middle of this bait ball, which was really cool, and then a bull shark came slashing through the water.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You were trapped in a bait ball?
Not trapped, but, you know, it swarmed us, and then we just kind of sat there and watched it all go around.
So were you, nervous a little bit, or were you like, hey, this is the most awesome underwater experience I've ever had?
Well, yeah, actually, one of the funny things was my dive buddy and I just looked at her and just, you know, we both kind of, like, got on our knees and just kind of watched the whole thing go on. It almost felt like we were in a washing machine.
Wow.
So then
full of fish all around, and then a bull shark comes in like one of those Tide Pods and explodes all over you. No, maybe too far. I don't know. Hey, look, we got more diving stories, I promise, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Building 12. What's in there, Schultz?
Herr Kommandant, powdered milk, eggs, and cases of beer.
That's not important.
Beer is not important?
Somewhere.
I could store it in my barracks.
I don't care what you do with it, just get Building 12 ready for these officers.
You're mad, Herr Kommandant. At once.
Beer is not important?
There is a show.
Who are you?
We go Scuba Radio.
What's going on, and I want to know right now.
So get below.
What do you want from me?
Now it's Scuba Radio.
I would like to talk to somebody.
We rock on Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm heading to Germany next week for the boot show. And who knows, maybe I'll run into the Scorpions again. And they'll sue me for doing that bastardization of their hard rocking German rock tune.
Unless they classic. Like it and you get permission.
Very unlikely.
But if they sue you, I had nothing to do with it.
Okay. Yes.
But if they like it, I was on there.
Okay, we'll go with that. I met him. I met him backstage. He said hi to me once. We're close personal friends.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I think I'll fit in really well.
Maybe St. Thomas or... I can't remember which one it is.
Okay, will you please talk to me instead of everyone else? Jerry.
Greg, I think you have a better chance of running into the Scorpions in Vegas because they're about to do a Vegas residency.
Who, the Scorpions? Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So, maybe they planned it. They knew I was coming to Germany, which was a signal for them to leave.
Yeah, they got the hell out of Dodge.
Understood. Now, Jerry Beatty, I believe, can hear me now. Is that right, Jerry? Can you hear me?
You're loud and clear.
Oh, right. There we go. We finally made these two tin cans and a string work. And just in the nick of time for us to leave the country, because he's joining me in Germany. He's kind of like my chaperone or human shield, as I'd like to say. Like when things get ugly, I'll just push Jerry
in front
of me. Now,
who keeps who out of trouble? Who's how's that work?
What say you, Jerry? What do you think?
Definitely, Craig's going to have to keep me out of trouble, without a doubt.
We have no hope.
Okay.
No hope at all. That international incident I alluded to earlier, I think the odds have just went more into that favor.
Ah, boy.
Okay. So anyway, Jerry, but in all honesty, I know you're excited on many levels. First off, this is your first time to go to the boot show in Germany as well, right?
It is, and I've wanted to go to that show for years. It's the largest consumer dive show in Europe and maybe the world. It's supposed to be huge, Greg.
It is. 9 full halls of water sports themed stuff. So, like convention halls. So, it is the largest water sports convention show in the world. That's what they bill it as.
Pack your trainers.
Okay. Are you floaties? Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's what the British call sneakers.
Oh.
Or running shoes. Trainers.
Okay, maybe need those.
You need something comfy. Some comfy shoes.
Right.
You're doing a lot of walking.
Okay. They keep saying we got to drink beer out of a boot, Jerry. I think my crew is... talking nonsense.
See, I bet Jerry would be down with that.
Would you? You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
Well, I don't know. It depends on where the boot came from.
See?
Okay.
They got boots in Texas. He's a Texan.
Let's say it's one of Barry the Boater's boots.
No.
Okay. What if it was Brittany the Aqua Gypsy's boot?
You're getting closer.
Okay. There we go. So I kind of know how Jerry rolls.
Pre or post dive.
Yeah.
But I've got a rule on this one. I think I'm going to get to the hotel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have them lock my credit cards in the hotel safe with the exact instructions. Don't get them back till I check out. I got a feeling there's going to be so much stuff to buy, Greg. So many toys.
Well, you know, we're going straight from there to the Maldives with Explorer Ventures. And that's exciting and that's dangerous at the same time. Because like you said, we're going to be going to a dive show that is massive. And there's going to be a lot of toys. We're going to go, hey, this would be a lot of fun to play with when we're in the Maldives next week. And
I have a question about that. Do you bring your own gear? Do you pack your own gear and fly with it?
Correct,
To the live aboard?
Right.
So they just have tanks and weights.
This is true, yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's pretty much how they operate all their vessels.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and by the way, if you call up Explorer Ventures right now and mention Scuba Radio, $100 off any cruise they offer. That's not already on sale. So that is an exclusive deal only available for Scuba Radio listeners that heard me say that right now. So there you go.
I heard it. I heard it.
You heard it? Jerry, you heard it?
I heard it.
Okay. Well, I was talking to the upper Jerry. We got two Jerrys now. So just know if I talk like that, I'm talking to Jerry the Diver Guy and not Jerry from Dive Training Magazine.
I heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah. Buddy. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Not exactly but, what we were looking for, but
so we are having quite an adventure. But like you said, that could be a little dangerous as well, because you know there is bound to be some stuff that we think you know would come in handy the following week. But you know, so I got a little space. I got two bags, so you know I might be able to throw. I've kind of thought ahead a little bit in that regard.
See
so
if
I
you
got
can
some space.
Blow on a
German beer.
What about that, Jerry Beatty? Jerry the Diver Guy? You say what?
Are you going to try to fill your other suitcase full of German beer?
I'm not going to fill my suitcase at all. But, but
I can't fill my suitcase!
No!
Listen, when you go there, can you also, here's another thing to check off the bucket list.
Yeah.
You need to blow a Bavarian cheese whistle.
I'm not going to blow anything.
But, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. Well, so, that saves you, baby.
Well, no, Jerry.
And now, Greg's
Jerry's,
dive master on the Bavarian cheese whistle.
No, Jerry has his own dive buddy he's bringing with him. Lois. And I'm actually going to be diving and buddying up with Peter Hughes, who now works with the Aggressor Fleet. I mean, Explorer Ventures. So,
has Peter heard anything about that?
Yeah, no, he's down. He's down. And I think
maybe you should have Peter on this interview here also.
Well, he's I think he's actually in transit right now.
You'll get him when you're in Germany.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows he's diving with Greg yet. He'll find out soon.
No, he does.
Okay, then.
We've emailed. He knows. He's preparing. And he very well may need to drink a beer from a boot before. I don't know. But no, it's going to be a treat. We got Jerry Beatty. We got Peter Hughes. We got Clay from Explorer Venture. I mean, we're going to have a fun little group on our liveaboard trip in the Maldives on a brand new vessel, the Emperor Explorer. So that's going to be a treat in itself. But the fact
I should have went on that trip. Why
you should have.
I could have.
Vinny Two Tanks. Yeah, you could have.
Damn. Well, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you got to pay attention. You got to play to win or something. I don't know.
I just forgot all about it.
Well, pay to play. Well, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's never too late, Vinny. You can call up Explorer Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. Hop in a plane and you're there.
That's right. They had one cabin left.
Did they? I haven't checked. Okay. Well, there you go.
Clothing optional.
Look, we got a full crew. We got plenty to talk about. And we're going to even add some more people to the mix next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. We're on Facebook Live. We also have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. And one of those members happens to be Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. And before we get back into the craziness of what this show is, I want to give Jerry the opportunity to say a couple words about our mutual friend, Wayne Hassan, who just passed away this the other day. And big icon in the dive industry, Jerry. Any comments you want to share other than condolences, obviously, that we all feel for his friends and family?
Well, we certainly want to send our condolences out to the family. It's been a struggle for him. Wayne was an icon. There's no mm-hmm. question. Wayne Hassan, along with his partner, Paul Haynes, started one of the early liveaboards. It was the Cayman One Aggressor.
Yeah.
And I think that was the mid 80s. So he's been a big part of the dive industry for decades, and we hate to see him go, but, we hope the family is doing okay.
Yeah. You know, it was, he's been battling cancer for the last year or so, I think. And last time I crossed paths with him, I was on, the Turks and Caicos Explorer too, and he was on his boat that same week. And I didn't get to, talk to him face to face, but we actually shared a little a FaceTime thing, like, hey, you're in town, that kind of thing. So it's sad to hear him go. And obviously he's going to be missed. And, our hearts go out to his friends and family for sure. But, we're having too much of this stuff, Jerry. We lost Mike Hanna the week before. I'm hoping we're done with this little spat of issues like this. We need to have more positive things, right?
We also lost Bonnie Cardone, who was one of the original publishers of Skin Diver Magazine.
I did not know this.
Yeah, she passed away, I think, on Thursday.
Oh, geez.
And so that was a big loss. I mean, she was one of the early, early ones. She was diving probably in the late 50s, early 60s.
Wow.
So, it was a tough week for the dive industry.
No doubt. Well, that's three, right? They say it happens in threes. Let's say that's it. No more. Everyone's good, happy, and we'll just focus on that. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Sprockets, I'm your host, Dieter. Winter is coming and I'm as happy as a little girl.
Ich bin der kleine Fichtel vom Zauberland. Und bitte euch, ihr Leute, gebraucht Verstand. Unser Leben ist bedroht, hilft uns niemand, droht uns Not. Und ihr Menschen werdet nie mehr glücklich sein.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm feeling it. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and that is evidently the right off the Hot 100 of the German music charts. from the 70s.
You're saying they knocked Hasselhoff off the top spot?
Possibly. But, you know, doesn't that just kind of put you in the mood?
For what?
For going to Germany. Hello.
No.
Well, you know, that's what I was, that's why I played it, though.
Oh, and it I kind of felt it. Had the opposite it. Effect.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. You don't, it's hard not to hear that song and not have your toes start.
Show of hands. Anybody else enjoy that?
Oh, Barry loves it. Look at him.
No. I didn't say that. I was going to
ask.
You
said I'm number one? Oh, no.
CJ, does Greg get that excited when you go away on a trip?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's, look, I get to go diving for a week, and yeah, what's not
then,
to
then
be
then we should about? Be excited for him. That's a good deal.
So true.
I am excited for him. I just don't want to hear that song.
Oh, come on. You loved it. You loved
it. Are you going to bring something back for us this time?
That's not a disease.
You know what?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Really? No.
But Jerry Beatty, you like that song, right? Didn't that put you in the mood? You know?
Oh, I'm aficionado. Just play it all night.
That's right.
Bring it on. Just bring it with the beer.
I always felt it was important before you go on a play, especially
I think you got the right guy.
Yeah, I do. We've traveled together before. He knows how I roll, which is, you know, when you're going to a new place, especially, it's good to acclimate yourself to the cultural scene that you're about to experience, and that may be, you know, being hip to what the music.
So you go and find the most corny, goofy song you possibly can.
And your point is?
That's what you do?
That's what they do in Germany. That's, you know, when in Rome. Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, she spelled it out earlier. I know she dug it. That's
Greg,
probably
in
her playlist.
You're in Florida.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Germany. So yeah.
Okay, so play it when
Brittany,
you get there.
Brittany, did you like that?
She loved it.
I loved it.
I think she had passed out
Brittany,
after.
Come on. You know,
I could definitely drink beer out of a boot listening to that.
Yeah. That'll make you drink
beer.
Wearing
lederhosen.
Yeah,
wearing lederhosen.
Oh, brother.
Lederhosen.
Lederhosen.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You got to dress up in the.
Oh, that's what I'll bring back for everybody. Cool. New Lederhosen outfits for everyone of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
Or at least one of those hats with the feathers in them.
So I have Brittany. She'll represent well. And then the rest of the crew, well, not so much.
Look like Mo.
Well, we'll represent all right.
You now have it on radio. You've already recorded it that you're going to bring us all back Lederhosen.
That's okay, Greg. You don't have to bring me none.
Boobin. Yes, Jerry the Diver Guy. Yes, I'm bringing you back some Lederhosen for sure for you to wear.
Jerry wants a kilt.
Now, Lederhosen, that's like the green shorts and the suspenders.
Yes, yes.
Bring back some suspenders sequin and the hat ones and everything. Like Elvis.
Okay. Brittany, what do you say?
We didn't have a blowout with the Elvis costume. Well, wardrobe malfunction in Vegas.
Yeah, listen. Yeah.
That's not patched up yet?
Oh,
yes, it got patched up that weekend.
Oh, it did?
All right.
Okay.
Press it back into service.
But the mermaid sewed it up.
Wait, Brittany, do you have a request, whether it's from Germany or the Maldives, of something you'd want Jerry and I to bring back for you? What do you think? Diving-wise or, I mean, Lederhosen, you probably got a whole closet full of that stuff at home, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, probably just a boot, Greg.
You want a boot? Hmm. Okay. Something for you to pour beer into.
No, I don't know. Something really cool from the boat show.
All right. She wants some dive related. Okay.
She's going to bring back pamphlets.
Can you dive in lederhosen?
I'm sure you can.
Dive in whatever you want, Casey.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
It's the show within the show.
Hey, Casey lost his green hat. He's no longer magically delicious.
He's drinking beer out of it now. He said he didn't have a boot.
Oh, so there it is. There it is. There
just
it is.
For you, buddy.
That works, man.
Like okay.
That. I've always wanted to be magically delicious.
I could see him on a train from the 1800s.
That's right.
Driving conductor. Along there.
Okay, if you say so.
I could see him standing over his pot of gold.
All right. Will you guys just please stop? Really. I want to talk to Jerry Beatty. He'll bring some logical conversation to this stuff. Maybe. Jerry, when we go to the boot show next week, are you looking out for anything in particular, or are you just going to go and just soak up the whole experience? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to soak up as much as I can, but I think I'm going to try to talk a few exhibitors into letting me go demo some of that equipment. You know, like some of those toys probably need to be tested, Greg.
I agree. You know, they actually have a dive pool. I mean, like a glass aquarium type set up there at the boot show. Did you know that, Jerry?
Does it have sharks in it?
I don't know, but they show divers, you know, behind a glass inside like an aquarium type setup. They also have like a, you know, like an entire wave pool kind of thing, like a flow rider, but much bigger, like a huge wave pool set up in the convention center. Mm. For surfers and things like that. So this is a massive event. But yeah, I mean, we might be able to dive stuff right there in the convention hall, which could be quite unique. But of course, you know, I'd say, hey, let us borrow this for a week. We're going to the Maldives. And I think that would be a good opening line for those type of devices we come across that we want to grab. You think?
Well, keep in mind, you're from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That is Dusseldorf, Germany in the winter.
Yeah.
I think you've got some acclimation to do just to be able to go outside.
I got the weather pulled up. I'll tell you right now, I've been watching it like a hawk.
Me too.
Yeah, and it looks like it's not going to be insane, but for next week when we're there, Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy, high of 42-ish.
Ooh.
So it will be a bit nipply. But
that's high of 42-ish in the evenings.
30-something. So it's not a huge swath of temps. It's going up and down. And it's not going to rain, it looks like, or for the most part.
No, it'll remain cold.
It'll remain cold,
yes. Just remember, our world underwater.
That's right. They canceled
it. That's right. Yep.
Cold.
Yeah. They canceled Our World Underwater in Chicago this year. That was a shocker. Wow. I don't know, but they say they're going to reschedule for next year. Do you know anything about that, Jerry, other than hearing about it?
I haven't heard anything. It was a shame, too, because this next year was going to be the 50th consecutive show.
Right.
And that's, for a dive show, that's a long period of time.
I agree. I was shocked to hear, you know, or get that press release about it. But, you know, it is February. It is Chicago.
Right.
I love everybody up in that part of the world, part of the country. But when I went there and we did those shows from Our World Underwater back in the day, I was like miserable because
every time,
yeah,
I into that show is 5 degrees that morning, 5 degrees at night.
Right, -7 was the worst I got. And I was just like, this is rough on the exhibitors. God bless them. The folks up there in Chicago, the dive community is strong. They're super nice. They got really good food in that part of the country, too, by the way. But man, it is cold. I'm like, this is an area that's not really humans are supposed to live in this type of environment.
Those guys crave ice diving.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sure.
Love it.
Yeah. But, yeah, it is sad that the show has been postponed for this year, or canceled for this year. They say they're going to regroup for next year. But the fact that it was the 50th year anniversary year, too, is kind of disappointing. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, they're obviously having some issues. I say just move it to, like, I don't know, June. You know, but well, unfortunately for them, all the folks up in Chicago, that's when they go out to the parks and stuff and come out of their, you know, come out of hibernation.
Yeah, leave the igloo.
Right. So they use the dive show as an escape, which I don't blame them, to hear about cool, you know, Caribbean places to go, like the Maldives and things like that. And you know, and I guess we're going to see a little bit of this type of stuff next week in Germany, because it's the same type of situation where it's wintertime in Germany, and they get the same deal. But, you know, if it's going to be in the 40s, or at least it's not like 7 below, so it could be worse, right? And plus, it'll be Germany. You drink beer, you stay warm that way, right? Out of a boot.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Boots Düsseldorf, the largest water sports trade fair in the world. Take part and celebrate with hundreds of thousands of visitors from over 100 countries. In the Dive Center, you can discover the fascinating world of diving and meet international stars from the diving scene on the stage or in the indoor diving pool. Boot Düsseldorf is waiting for you. Not just the largest, but also the most fascinating water sports trade fair in the world. Follow the call.
We are. We're going to be broadcasting from there next Saturday, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I will be there on site, producing a show Wednesday through Friday, and then it'll air on Saturday. So make sure you tune in and plan accordingly. Now, as soon as we do that, we hop in a plane, the flight, and we go straight to the Maldives with Explorer Ventures.
And what airline was that again?
Lufthansa. And we do that, and it's going to be really something, because we're going on the new Emperor Explorer with Explorer Ventures. And I will tell you, when I was doing my prep for that, and Jerry Beatty will back me up on this as well, they have notices up all over the Maldives about sunscreen. Like, please bring the proper type of reef safe sunscreen, which brings me to my next guest, Dan from Tropical Seas, who makes reef safe sunscreen and land shark and God knows what else to protect you and our environment. Dan, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year, Greg. I'm fantastic.
Back at you. I am having a good time getting ready to go to the Germany, and then I get to go to the Maldives. So it's pretty good to be me today. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really happy, happy New Year.
It is. Yeah. Now, you guys have some plans. You've been working on the Land Shark and got a new logo, and that's just, you just got your trademark protected against from, like, can we even say this, by the way, or should we not?
Sure. Yeah. I don't care.
He got into a little tiff with Jimmy Buffett because of the Land Shark and all that stuff, but you guys got it. You are the Land Shark sunscreen, right?
Yes, for sunscreen, we certainly are.
So he thought he was a pretty big deal, but when it comes to sunscreen, Dan at Tropical Seas knows how to work it, so they got their...
Yeah, Greg, this is like an accomplishment to beat Jimmy Buffett.
Right, he beat Jimmy Buffett to a bloody pulp. No, I don't think it was. it was any kind of cage match or anything like that. It was just, you know... It was like they were questioning it for a bit. Winner, chicken, absolutely. All right. Yeah. So you have the new Land Shark, and that's basically, what's the difference between Land Shark and Reef Safe, by the way, as far as the sunscreen formulas?
Shark's mineral based.
Okay. So if you want to go that route as opposed to oxybenzone free or something or what?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, the thing is, Tropical Seas has all the bases covered. If you have a particular issue with a certain type of formula or ingredient that you don't like for whatever reason, just go to tropicalseas.com or reefsafesun.com and know that they have different products for, you know, different folks. Whatever you want, they got it covered. Yeah.
Yeah, we even got products for stinky dive suits now.
Dive suits, and that would be what?
Yes.
What would that be? What product?
The blue.
Okay, so you know, blue, which is it started as a cooler deodorant, right?
To take out the lionfish stink and stuff.
Right, yes. And then we found out it had plenty of other uses, including Barry the Bugger knows that it repels iguanas.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so he sprays it on his backyard to keep the iguanas at bay in South Florida, and that works. So that was it does all kinds of stuff, and evidently it'll keep your wetsuit smelling fresh and clean as well. Is that the case? Or is there a special formula of it?
We did a special formula of it for the neoprene for the dive suits. So.
Got it.
So dive boots, dive suits, anything neoprene works really well.
And like all the products that Tropical Seas makes, obviously they're good for your wetsuit. They'll protect that. They'll make it smell good. But it's good for the environment. It biodegrades. It doesn't harm the marine life and all that kind of stuff, which is the whole point.
Now for the wetsuit, do you mix it in with the water when you're rinsing it, or do you spray it on after and let it dry? Like, how does that work?
It goes in the water.
Yeah. Okay. It's like
it in the water.
Yeah, like a soapy wetsuit cleaner type stuff. Yeah. All right. So,
I
mean,
sud, so.
He's
so
always
you don't
doing
have to rinse it.
Yeah, well, there you go. He's always doing new stuff all the time there at Tropical Seas. So check him out, tropicalseas.com, reefsafesun.com. Anything else you want to get in there before I head off to Germany and the Maldives?
We're doing some old stuff this year. We got invited back to Emerald Coast Open.
Oh, that's right.
Sponsor.
Biggest lionfish event in Florida, if not the country, for that matter. I don't know. Is it the country? It's huge.
I think so.
How many pounds?
Through the 17th.
How many pounds of lionfish did they get last year? It was like 20,000 or something crazy?
Yeah, it was like over 19,000 lionfish.
How about that? So
in a weekend.
And you know, that happens to be my birthday weekend, so that'd be a great celebration for me. Just say, hey guys, how would you like to just have Greg's birthday party this weekend and throw him a couple lionfish fillets as a little bonus instead of a birthday
cake.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Well, Dan, always a pleasure to catch up, my friend. Happy New Year to you. And
safe journeys.
Yeah, and we will talk again soon, my friend, okay?
Take care.
All right. There you go. Dan at Tropical Seas. Once again, reefsafesun.com. And I'm going to bring some blue so I can make sure my wetsuit stays fresh and clean.
Yeah, especially for long travel.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
Yes. Jerry will appreciate that for sure. Yeah.
It was pretty rough in Sabah.
What do you mean it was rough? Who was rough?
It was Starting to smell.
Who? I wasn't. I didn't smell.
You said your suit was.
No, I didn't. I didn't wear a suit in Saba. I was.
Yeah. You mean it was you, not the suit?
Oh, geez. Just walked right into that one. Okay. Well, I have to leave it at that. I got to go to Das Boot in Germany.
Auf Wiedersehen.
With Jerry Beatty, with Peter Hughes, and Clay from Explore Ventures. With everybody except all these other losers. I got to stay home.
Thanks.
But you can listen to all the fun we have next Saturday on the show and wish you were us. You're welcome.
Nine.
Yeah.
I really do.
Till next week. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.